He lunged at me again, and this time I could feel his hot breath on my face. I ignored him and went right on. In fact, you stink twice. Once for fighting like a fat duck, and once for your breath, which smells like garbage. Grover was moaning and rolling his eyes. Hank, don't do this! Bruiser's eyes were flaming now.
Listen, stupid, if I ever get off this chain, I'm gonna finish what I started.
Oh, yeah? Well, bring a sack lunch, fatso, because it's liable to take you a couple of days. See you around, and don't ever set foot on my ranch again. Joe and Mr. Big Talker got into the cab of the pickup and drove off. As they pulled away from the house, Bruiser was glaring at me with eyes filled with meanness and hatred. I turned to Drover. Well, one riot, one cow dog. Too bad you were hiding under the pickup. You missed all the fun. He was shaking his head and rolling his eyes.
I don't think you should have said all those things.
Why? Hey, it served him right. And besides, we'll never see him again. Those turned out to be famous last words.